Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning. And talk about dreary mornings. It is a Wednesday, December the 7th, 2022. 15 minutes past the hour. Not bad temperatures, but boy, do we have a dense fog going on here in the Marion area. It is not pleasant out there at all. We've had fog the last two mornings, but this morning we have a very, very dense fog. But you have tuned in on the right morning. You know, you really can't do anything outside today. You don't want to be outside in the rain or in the fog. So you've tuned in to the right program this morning because I have got a lot to say this morning. There's a lot going on in the world that I want to talk about here. First of all, now I hate to go back to this, but I think this is a prescient point at this point. As many of you know, the month of November, and now we're into the month of December, 7 days. I learned back in July that if you go to McDonald's pretty much every weekday, which I do, and get a diet soda, you will get a receipt. And there's a little code on every receipt that if you go home and do a survey, you can get a free item 5 times a month. I did that in July, August, September, and October. Well, November came around, and I thought, I'll do that again. And every day I went to McDonald's in November, pretty much, the receipt was illegible. You could not read the receipt, which means you could not take the survey, which means you could not get the free item. Well, I've continued to go to McDonald's. I never got any free items in November. So now it's December 7th, and I noticed something. Every day this week, and we're at Wednesday, and maybe this started last week too, and I just wasn't paying attention to it. The McDonald's on 95 is not giving receipts. I wonder if their receipt machine finally bit the dust. Now, you would think somebody there would have realized that that machine was close to biting the dust, because of what it was doing in November. But they don't even offer a receipt at this point. I don't even see the machine printing a receipt. They just give you your money back and you're on down the road. So I think that receipt machine finally blew up, and I hope that a new receipt machine is on the way, because that was very hectic. And being that we're only 7 days into the month of December, you know, today's truck day at McDonald's. On Route 95, Wednesday has always been truck day. Hopefully a new receipt machine is coming, and maybe we'll have legible receipts in which we can get free stuff and take surveys for the month of December. See, that's a little Christmas gift from McDonald's. So I just wanted to bring that to everybody's attention. Has anybody else noticed that? 740-751-4038. Call right off the bat this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Maybe they're doing it on purpose so you can't report them if they don't give you good service.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. You know, I talk about this stuff on the radio, and sometimes, you know, I always think I'm talking to one person. It's weird when you do radio because you're in a room by yourself and you think you're talking to one person. But more than once in my life, I have went somewhere and realized that I said something on the air many times and it got back to them. And then they realize what they're doing, and they stop doing it. So I don't know. Maybe it's that, or maybe, because I don't know how they would otherwise know that I was going to report them, because I never did report them.
Right. Well, I'm ever so thankful that you told me about the McDonald's app, because I have got so much free food from using that. It's not even funny.
Isn't that amazing? And just
yeah. I mean, it doesn't take much to make me happy. Just free sweet tea every now and then.
Hey,
and before I forget, I wanted to let you know, if you talk to Chip, or Chip, if you're listening, I have more than enough room for him, because Judy Crassup injured her shoulder and will not be able to attend the fruitcake talk. So I can put Chip right up in my passenger seat. You can have his own seat.
Okay, I was going to talk to
him. He will be traveling in the Fruitcake Express like a VIP.
So how are we going to do this? Do you want, if Chip calls in, do you want me to say his number to you? Or how do we make the connection?
Well, do you have my number already?
I know it came up, but you know, it's already went away. I could look at it. Do you want me to give it to him over the air?
Yeah, it's 74. No prank callers now.
No prank callers.
740.
Got it.
341.
Uh huh.
3826.
And by the way, Chip, if you're out there listening this morning, what this is Sarah has entered you in the fruitcake competition toss next Thursday, a week from tomorrow, and she's willing to give you a ride because we know transportation would be the issue. So just give her a call, 740-341-3826, and we will get you there. Hey, I did have a question for you because you drive the bus on the south end of town, right?
Yes.
I was seeing reports this morning that the McDonald's out by the mall is not open this morning. Is that right?
Well, they have not been open in their lobby due to, I think, remodeling for quite some time now.
Is the drive-thru still open, though?
I can't report on that. I haven't been out that far south yet.
Well, if you happen to get out, there during the show, let us know, because there were some reports on social media, and you know you never can believe that fully. The McDonald's, let me hold on real quick while I got you on the line. Let me see if I can bring this post up again that said something about why is the McDonald's on the south? Yeah, here it is. It says, why is McDonald's south closed? And then one of the comments on it said they were still sending out coupons and things like that. I guess somebody now says they're open now, so maybe they were just closed for a minute for some reason.
Well, as I say, their lobby has been closed for quite some time due to construction, remodeling, whatever you want to call it. But the drive-thru is dead open, so well, if the drive-thru was closed, now that's news to me.
Well, just because I think it's important, you mentioned the McDonald's app, and we told you about it. For maybe somebody who didn't hear, tell people what that is and how much of a help it is.
Well, you get free food. You get points for your purchases. How much is it, Scott? Isn't it like 100 points for every dollar?
I believe so. And the biggest thing, the way I build up my points, and I'm sure you do it with the T's, is as soon as you activate the app, they give you a free item. But once a day at any McDonald's, if you buy a large drink, you will get another drink of equal or lesser value.
No. I hate to correct you because we're buddies, but if you spend at least a dollar, you get a free drink.
Right. So it doesn't have to be a drink, but it could be anything for a dollar, and you will get it. But most of the time,
I lost luck there because the large drink is the only thing that's a dollar. You remember when the hash browns and the burritos and all that were a dollar? Oh, no. You know, a measly little hash brown that they're probably paying a nickel for, it's like $1.89 now.
I don't even think the McChicken's a dollar anymore, is it?
No, it's not. I think it's like $1.79. And if you're like me, it's close to a $3 sandwich by the time you get cheese, potato, sliced onion added to it.
Yeah, remember the good old days when the McDouble was a dollar?
Yeah, did you hear about Kirstie Alley dying?
I did, and you know, I was going to bring that up this morning just in passing to say, you know, she died of cancer. And they eventually found out that it was colon cancer. And it's interesting to me that now the news is using this as a way to tell people to get screened for colon cancer. Like, most of the news stories I saw this morning were actress Kirstie Alley dies at 71 from colon cancer, ways to get screened for colon cancer.
Well, I wasn't sure if I had heard, you know, accurate information, so when I looked it up, it said, it had all these, like, prompts. How much does Kirstie Alley weigh? How fat is Kirstie Alley? And I thought, you got to be kidding me. Like,
Well, you know why they're doing it. You know why they're talking about her weight. is because she did that big Weight Watchers thing a few years ago where she lost all the weight and then got in a bikini and went on Oprah, and then she gained all the weight back. So that became kind of a shtick later on in her life.
Well, what a thing to be noted for. I mean, forget all of her, you know, accolades. We'll just talk about how fast.
I'll tell you, you know what's interesting, though, when I heard that she had died from cancer at 71, first of all, I found it hard to believe that Kirstie Alley was 71. I guess we're all getting older as time goes on. But, you know, that's not young. It's not old, but it's not, you know, horribly young. I don't think people are saying she died young. I mean, it's unfortunate that she had colon cancer, but I don't know if 71's young or not. I really don't know. I think over 70 is not, it's not old, but it's not young.
Remember when you thought 40 was, like, old?
Well, I still think 40 is old in the scheme of things. See, here's the problem with 40. 40 means that you're old enough to be somebody's parent. And so if you're old enough to be someone's parent, then people can start looking at you as being old. Now, 40 is not old in the grand scheme of dying. I mean, more than half your life is gone at 40.
Me and you's the same age, ain't we? How old are you?
Early
40s. Yeah, I'm 42.
Yeah, but the thing of it is that, you know, halfway through your life, yes, if you look at it like that, you know, you're probably more than halfway through your life.
Well, I mean, and I think you would agree with me, maybe, maybe not, but how you live, it determines. So you can be 42 but have the body of an 80-year-old, or, you know, you could jog 5 miles every day and be in better shape than some of these 25-year-olds.
Well, and I'll tell you, the big thing of it, and I think I said it a lot this past summer when I was going through my little treatment thing, is that, you know, I don't want to depart. Why would I want to depart? But I think if you have done things that you wanted to do and got those out of the way, if you did, I don't think you depart kind of with regrets. Let's put it that way. And I don't feel like I have any regrets.
Mark the calendar. I agree with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So but
yeah, and Scott agreed.
Yeah. Well, but I do know there are a lot of 40-year-olds who raised kids, and nothing wrong with raising kids at all. I think it's very admirable. But they get to 40 years old, and now the kids are, like, getting close to 20, where they actually have some time on their hands, and they haven't even started doing the things they wanted to do for themselves.
That's kind of it where I'm at in life.
Yeah.
Well, gotta go pay some bills. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, I love a call. Like, I always love hearing from Sarah. Sarah is a devoted listener. Keeps us on in the bus, will be at the fruitcake toss, willing to take Chip. What a good lady she is. We have a lot of fun. I'm bantering, it's not really arguing, but we have a lot of fun with that, so I appreciate Sarah calling in this morning. But Chip, you have a ride, and you have been nominated. You're the 41st person in the fruitcake toss. So, call us, Chip, and we'll give you Sarah's number to get in touch with her to get a ride. Or, I guess you can just call her directly. 740-341-3826. So that's how we'll play that. And Chip, if you happen not to be listening this morning, then I guess I'm not talking to you. But Chip works, I believe, every Tuesday and Thursday night. Is that what he told me? But I'm sure they would give him the time off for the fruitcake toss. Chip works every Tuesday and Thursday night, I think 5 to 9 p.m. at the Kroger South, out across from the mall. So if you want, if for some reason, if Chip is sleeping in these days, if you want to let Chip know, if you happen to see him at the mall, write down this phone number for him, 740-341-3826, and let him know he's in the fruitcake toss on the 15th at 7 p.m., and there is a ride for him. That's the number he calls for the ride. So if you happen to see Chip, I know a lot of people shop at Kroger on the south end of town. Let Chip know that he's in it, number 41, in the fruitcake toss. And again, phone lines are always open here if you have anything on your mind, because I run down the things on my mind in the morning. We can discuss it. 740-751-4038. So that's the thing with the receipts at McDonald's. Who knows? Maybe they are giving me the old gaslight treatment over there by not giving me a receipt now. Okay. Fruitcake toss up to 41 people December 15th at 7 p.m. Now, here's the thing about the fruitcake toss at this point. Moving, because now we're at 41 people. And there's a big discussion. Can we still have this at the radio station with 41 plus people? Well, I think by the end of today, we might have a new spot for the fruitcake toss. We're working on that diligently this morning, and hopefully we'll have an answer, maybe even before the show goes off the air this morning. But we won't be moving far, and we will station somebody at the radio station the night of the fruitcake toss to tell people where it has moved to. We're either going to stay outside where there's better parking, which would help in case there was rain and snow, or we'll try to move inside somewhere. We've got two or three feelers out this morning, and we'll see how that all goes. And hopefully before 10 o'clock this morning, we'll have an answer to that. Also, if you'd like to put anybody else in the fruitcake toss, we are at 41, so all you got to do is give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, here's the thing with the fruitcake toss. I did learn yesterday Kroger is out of fruitcakes. So don't go to Kroger. I don't know about the Kroger South, but don't go to the Kroger East. We are out of fruitcakes. So we were told yesterday that Lawrence Orchard still has fruitcakes, but I don't know how many they have. So, did anybody go out to Lawrence Orchard yesterday, or has anybody been out there to see how many fruitcakes they have? Because here's what I'm going to offer the city of Marion. But I need some backup on this. Because I know a lot of people like fruitcakes, and I know a lot... It's beyond me why you would. But I know a lot of people like fruitcakes. So, here's the deal. I have an inside to getting fruitcakes. Because obviously I get them for the fruitcake toss, and we've done this since 2018. Now, I can order extra fruitcakes. But here is my fear. If I order extra fruitcakes, is anybody going to buy them? Because, I mean, I can reserve them for people. We can do it you can pick them up at certain days, certain times, something like that. Because if you want to give a fruitcake for Christmas or you just want one for your holiday party, we can make that happen. But I need to know there's enough need for these fruitcakes. I don't want to be sitting on January 1st with a box full of fruitcakes. But I do know that the stores are running out, and I doubt they will replenish them this close to the holiday season. So that's up to you. Or I will say this, if somebody would like, and it's not a donation because it's not a charity. If somebody would like to get in on I'm not even sure what the cost would be. I'd have to look in my book here. Fruitcakes and making them available for people. We could do that as well. It's not a charity. Don't want to say it's a charity. It's not a charity at all. It would just be getting fruitcakes here to Marion and getting them to the people who want them. And they would still be the same cost. I think it's $5 for a fruitcake. I think that's what they're still selling them for. So if we hear any more on that, we'll give you a buzz, too, if there's a great need for fruitcakes. 740-751-4038. Because I like to think of us as the station that made the fruitcake famous. Okay, so that's the fruitcake toss. Do want to quickly remind everybody again, if you want to send us a Christmas card, it is 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion, 43302. Make sure you put your return address in there and a little message, and we'll read that on the air, and we will get a card back to you. Now, I only check these on Friday, so if you have sent a card and I have not read it on the air, it's because I only check the cards on Fridays, so I have not been to the station to do that this week. But I will check Friday morning, and if you've sent a card, we'll read it on the air. And you can send those right up through Christmas. I've been known to be sending cards out the day before Christmas Eve. 523 South Prospect Street in Marion, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That's how you send us a Christmas card. Okay. What else was on my agenda here this morning? Oh, I did want to let people know. I said that the, you know, we have our $5,000 reward for the returning of the Harding dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar. And we posted this on social media on Saturday or Sunday last week. And I looked at it this morning. It's up over 70 shares on social media, which is quite a lot. So maybe we will hear something about the dog collar. I hope so. We've still got, 24 days till the end of the year. So that $5,000 reward stands till the end of the year, 24 more days. Okay. Let's see. What else did I... Oh, you know, here's something I wanted to talk about this morning. I guess you do something every day and you don't realize anything about it, but yesterday this really came to my attention. I don't know how many of you drive University Drive. You know, the road there that connects 95 and 309 at Harding High School. But has anybody ever noticed this? Now, here, I'm going to tell you why I think there might be an error here. Okay. If you are driving out of Harding High School in that spot, because there's a light both ways and then there's a light both ways on 309. If you are driving out of Harding High School, you actually don't just get a green light. You get an arrow to turn left. So you have the right of way. There's actually, when you pull out of Harding High School, turning left onto 309, you get an arrow, which means you don't have to wait on anything. It's not just a green light, it's an arrow. But on the opposite side, if you're on 309, waiting at the red light to turn right, there's no sign not telling you to turn right on red. So I have seen so many crashes about happen there, it's beyond me. And I don't understand how this is. Because if you're pulling out of Harding, you have the arrow, which means you don't have to stop for anything. But if you are sitting over on University, getting ready to turn right on red, which you can do because there's no sign telling you you can't turn right on red, if you actually did turn right on red as those cars were flying out of Harding, you could get hit and you'd be in the wrong. Now, why is there no don't turn right on red sign there? That I've never seen anything like that. Now, here's why I think this was done, and this is only my opinion. Harding High School was annexed to the city. So the property that Harding High School sits on is owned by the city, or owned by Marion City Schools, or however you want to say it. So somehow they got the traffic situation to give them an arrow to turn left there. Well, University and everything else in that area is county property because it's the county. The county starts at Kensington, where Kensington crosses 309. So maybe the county does not realize, because the school is technically city property, maybe the county doesn't realize that the school has an arrow. And that they need to put a no right on red sign there at the University stop sign, University in 309. Has anybody else noticed this? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or does anybody have an explanation of why this is? Why is there an arrow leading out of the Harding High School parking lot, going on 309 when you're turning left, when the light is green, but yet, right across the street, if you're pulling off of University, there is no don't turn right on red sign. Even though if you did turn right on red, while people were coming out of the school, you would obviously crash into them because they've got the arrow. And you'd be in the wrong. Now, has anybody ever noticed that, or does anybody understand why that is? 740-751-4038. You know, I don't like to fault the city or the county because I don't know how that happened. But, you know, this to me is just like writing merge on the road on Center Street. You know, if there's snow or you're out of town from out of town, how in the world do you see that merge sign written on the road? Who writes street signs on the road? I mean, you can, but you think you'd also have a sign posted or something. I don't know. Does anybody understand that? Somebody's got to understand that. And maybe I'm just in the wrong here. But if you are at 309 and University and the light is red and you're the first car there in the right turn lane, you might think, hey, it's okay to turn right on red here. But what you don't know is the cars coming out of Harding already have the green light and they've got a green arrow, which means they have the right of way. Now, again, has anybody noticed this, or does anybody know why this is? Because this is a traffic accident waiting to happen. And I thought for a long time that there was a sign there that said don't turn right on red. But apparently, there's not. All right, does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Anybody driving up and down the roads in Marion who might understand why this is, why this traffic decision has been made here in Marion. We hope it doesn't cause any accidents. I don't know how many accidents have been caused there, but that's just not a good situation at all. Okay. What else this morning? Well, I keep seeing sick people all over the place. You know, again, they say this is going to be the worst flu season ever. Well, I think we're slowly moving into that. Wouldn't it be awful to have the flu over Christmas? I tell you, I got to get better in the present buying business. I have been bad on both ends. Number one, buying presents. Number two, you know, I'll get people who say, oh, you're hard to buy for. Give me ideas for what to get you. And, you know, I haven't even been good on sending out the ideas this year. And here we are the 7th of December. It's coming up, folks. It's coming up fast. All right. We talked yesterday about that horrible figgy pudding spam. Can you imagine that? That they're selling spam with figgy pudding. Oh, my. Oh, well, we're getting a message here from our friend Mary, who's out there on the roads this morning. At Brinley School, Heritage Elementary, the flag is at half staff. Does anybody know the reason or what happened? I don't know. Why are the flags at half staff? Does anybody know that? I can't. Is it? Well, I don't know why the flags would be at half-staff. Is it, Pearl Harbor Day. That's what I thought. Today's Pearl Harbor Day. You know, I didn't want to say that. That's the first thing that popped into my head, but I didn't want to sound like an idiot if it wasn't Pearl Harbor Day. But today is Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941. Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese. And, of course, that led to our introduction into World War II. So it's Pearl Harbor Day. Forgotten about that. So I'm guessing that's why the flags are at half-staff today, because it's Pearl Harbor Day. No problem, Mary. And Brinley, I hope you have a great day at school today. We're halfway through the week. Isn't that nice? Does anybody have any remembrance of Pearl Harbor? Do you remember where you were, what you were doing when that happened? That was one of those things people listened to on the radio. Do we have anybody out there listening this morning that had friends who went off to war because of Pearl Harbor, or I don't know. I guess served maybe in World War II. I know that's becoming a diminishing thing, unfortunately. But does anybody remember anything to do with Pearl Harbor? But today's Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 1941. So what does that make it? 81 years since Pearl Harbor. So, you know, I guess there's probably not too many veterans left at this point when the war started 81 years ago. But yes, it is Pearl Harbor Day, and that's another good day to remember veterans in this country. You know, up until 9/11, I think that was probably the biggest bit of attacking the United States on our soil that there ever was. And people certainly remembered where they were on Pearl Harbor. So today is Pearl Harbor Day. If anybody has anything to add to that, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on Pearl Harbor, or does anybody know why we have the traffic light setup that we have at on 309 between Harding High School and University Drive? I don't know how that happened. And does anybody want to enter anybody into the fruitcake contest? We're up to 41 people with Chip. Chip now in the fruitcake contest. Anybody else? Who's going to be number 42 into the fruitcake contest? And once we hear back on our other options for places to do the fruitcake contest, we'll let everybody know, the fruitcake toss. But we should know that, hopefully, before we go off the air this morning. So, those are the questions this morning. No receipts at McDonald's on 95. Thoughts on the fruitcake contest. The dog collar. Do you think we're ever going to see Harding's dog collar again? Do you think we need fruitcakes here in Marion? Because are we running out? Has anybody been out to Lawrence Orchards to let us know if there are any fruitcakes left? We certainly want to know that. On top of everything else, go ahead, caller.
Scott, in regard to that, Harding, if there's been accidents out there, how come the state patrol or something hasn't taken care of that?
You know, I can't figure it out. I'm guessing that the accidents are probably minor because.
But you would still, because of your insurance. Wouldn't you still have an investigation?
You might. But have you ever noticed that? I did not notice that until recently, that there's no don't turn right on red sign there.
Well, I guess I think, why wouldn't... I mean, if there's been accidents there, whoever was... Somebody had to be at fault. Why wouldn't they have investigated that at that point?
Well, you know what I think happens, to be honest. I think that the drivers there, because school is only in certain, I imagine people coming out of the school parking lot, that only happens probably big after school.
Probably.
And so there's probably only about an hour a day where there's heavy traffic there, where that's really causing a problem. But what I think about are new drivers who don't realize that that's the case, or people who've never left the Harding High School parking lot who don't realize that they actually do get an arrow there to turn. And I think it would just be, even if there were zero accidents, that if you put an arrow on one side of the turn, that on the other side of the turn, you would have to put a don't turn on red sign.
Well, you know what they say, if you see something, say something.
Well, that's the thing. I wonder, because I believe this would be on the commissioners. I know Harding was annexed to the city, so their light, I imagine, is on city property, and they're not going to change that. But the end of University would still be in the county, so that would be up to the commissioners. So it'd be interesting to know what the commissioners, what their answer would be as to why there's not a don't turn right on red sign there.
Well, I would think the State Patrol was who I would contact about it.
Well, it's just, I know that new drivers are people who don't leave Harding are putting themselves at a great risk there, because when people do leave Harding, they go at a great pace. And they think they've got the right-of-way because they've got the arrow, and they do have the right-of-way.
Mm-hmm.
I
can't understand why somebody, you know, if they've even just had a fender bender, why wouldn't it have been investigated, but... I don't know, but like I say, if you see something, say something. You'd hate for someone to have a bad crash there. Of course, they're not. It's probably not going to be bad because everybody's stopped.
Right.
But anyway, and another thing, Scott, there's been some Friday nights that I've gotten my netting and everything got lined up like the Waltons to watch your show or hear your show. Are you still on?
Well... I tell you, I'm glad you brought that up, because here's what happened. Angie, who I do the Friday night show with, has had her daughter was involved with soccer for the first time this year that's ever happened. So what happened was a lot of soccer games were scheduled on Friday nights or practices. So we stopped doing the show because of that, but it will return, and I'll let people know. I mean, because I know I've heard from so many people like yourself who have asked me what happened to it, and they missed that show. And I didn't want to come on and basically do what I do here in the morning on Friday night, because people probably get enough of that in the morning. So I thought, you know, I want to wait for her to come back, which I think will probably happen after the holiday. So I'll make the announcement in the morning, but it's not going away permanently. It just basically was a scheduling conflict, because when we looked at the schedule, there were so many Fridays that she was going to be busy with soccer that it was almost impossible back pretty much up until November.
See, I get all primed to down there and be like, you know, you've seen the Waltons when they listen to Roosevelt.
Well, we need Friday entertainment. We gotta have it.
Well, there's nothing on TV.
No, and that's, you know, now that we haven't been doing the show, because it's the first time in 3 or 4 years that I haven't been doing it, Friday nights are kind of strange. There is nothing to do. There's nothing on television. There's nothing going on. I mean, you can get things done around the house, but I'd much rather listen to the radio. Now, speaking of Roosevelt, now, people... I mean, and I'm not saying Mary's among many of them, but I wonder how many people will drive past the flag being lowered today because it's 81 years ago who have no idea it's Pearl Harbor Day.
You know, I've done that before. If I see a flag lowered, and I thought, I wonder why that is. And then usually it's somebody important, which it should well be. But I think, what do I not stay on?
Well,
you know.
It's
quite the, and I'm surprised that in this world of everybody knowing everything, that they haven't eliminated that because you hurt somebody's feelings or something.
Well, I can understand a person dying, because I've done that before, because we don't always know who dies and who doesn't die. But Pearl Harbor Day is the same day every year, and back in those days, I would bet up until the 1980s, everybody knew Pearl Harbor Day. It was like 9/11. It was a big day. And I think as time goes on, 81 years this year, people didn't live through Pearl Harbor. Their relatives are gone who lived through Pearl Harbor. It's just not a thing anymore.
Well, don't you think that there's a lot of stuff that we just brush under? You know, it used to be a big deal. And like I said about voting, I can remember when we voted, or Mom and Dad voted, that was a deal. I mean, they got dressed up, and they went and done their thing, and when the voting was over, there was no more bickering and carrying on. That's just the way it was. And I think everybody thinks they have to have, they have to make their statement known. Well, I always kind of think if they was working a full-time job and they was tired, they wouldn't be involved in some of that stuff. But anyway, so much for that. But I was just curious about the Friday night thing.
Well,
I guess I'll just wait.
Yeah, it'll come back. I promise. I have been asked by a lot of people, and I know Jeannie, Angie's mom, listens to the show here in the morning, so she can let Angie. I let Angie know, but she'll let Angie know as well that people are calling saying, when's that show coming back? Because I think people liked on Friday night just conversation. And,
bingo.
Yeah, and Angie was very, very good at it. So
she really came around.
She did.
You know, for a while. Her dad came out of her.
So. Well, I kept saying that to her because the first show we did, it's a funny story, when I got her into the radio station, which probably more than 2 years, it was right after Charlie passed away, and she was, I don't want to say she was nervous. I don't remember nervous, but she was apprehensive about going on the air. She said, oh, no, you know, that's my dad. That's what he did. I'm not really a talker. But I'll tell you, by 6 months in, she was right on a par with him. I mean, she just carried it on.
Yes, she's done a fine job. But anyway, nobody, I missed that because there's not, like I said, there's nothing else on TV. And so I'd get, like I said, I'd get all primed up in front of the radio, and then you would never come on.
Well, we will be back, I promise.
Hey, have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, see, Jeannie will have to pass. See, because when I tell Angie that, I think sometimes Angie doesn't believe me. I think she thinks that I'm just saying it to be nice. Although, I don't know, most people don't think I'm nice. But Jeannie now will have to tell Angie that people are calling saying, where's that Friday night show? And Angie did do a good job. She did a really good job. She definitely was taking after her dad. And I do believe that's a gene. I don't think you can teach somebody to be on the radio. I think you just have it or you don't. And Angie turned out to have it. And it's different than being chatty at a party, by the way. Nothing wrong with being chatty or a social person, but that doesn't necessarily make you good in the communication field. You got to know how to communicate. You got to know what kind of information to bring to it. And Angie was doing a great job at that by the time we did the last of that show, I think September probably. But it will be back, and we will let you know when it returns. So, Jeannie, if you're out there listening this morning, you'll have to pass that on to Angie that people are calling. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, does anybody else have any idea? Maybe the State Highway Patrol. I don't know. You know, we have the most devoted listeners, I believe, in all of radio communication. If somebody wanted to call the county commissioners and just see what the reason is for no sign on University and 309 there at Harding, it'd be interesting to know what they said or would say. Or if you want to call the State Highway Patrol and ask them, I mean, this really could save a life. I don't think any lives have been lost there. As the caller said, you don't get up enough speed there to cause a real trouble. But it's just it's an accident waiting to happen every day. Because one side thinks they're fine because they've got the green arrow and the other side does not have a don't turn right on red sign. So you got two people going in the right direction, both thinking they've got the right of way. And I'll tell you the bad thing there is if you're sitting in the parking lot, you've got the green light. And it's still red on the other side, on University. So you don't even, the people on University who are sitting there at the red light, they don't even realize that you got the green light until you start moving. So it's a mess. But I'd love to know what the county commissioners have to say about this, or the State Highway Patrol, or whoever would be in charge of putting up those signs. Because really where you would need the sign is at the end of University, right before you go on to 309. Just a don't turn right on red here. Or hang it up on that stoplight there. That's what you need. Oh, well, hey, we're rolling right through this first hour. Appreciate the phone calls. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Don't forget to send us a Christmas card. We do love them. 523 South Prospect Street here in Marion. Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address in there, and we will get a card back to you. Chip, you've got a ride to the fruitcake toss. Call us and let us know, or if anybody sees Chip, let him know and give him Sarah's number so he can get there next Thursday, and maybe by the end of the show, we'll know where the fruitcake toss is going to be.
Back WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the place for holiday fun. For legendary newsman Hugh Downs.
It was the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon